Unit 9. The Human Immune System. The human body is like a castle that can defend itself against invaders. For the human body, typical invaders might be bacteria that can cause infections or diseases. We call our body's defenses the immune system. We rely on this system to keep us healthy by finding, attacking, and destroying germs that make us sick. There are many different kinds of germs in the world, but luckily the immune system has numerous ways to fight them off. The immune system's first line of defense is external: our skin, nose, eyes, and mouth. Our skin covers most of our body, so it forms a physical barrier against intruders, but it also provides the body with advance warning about invading germs. In addition, the skin makes antibacterial substances or chemicals that kill bacteria. Of course, there are places our skin does not cover, such as our eyes, nose, and mouth. There, other substances obstruct germs in much the same way as the skin does on the rest of the body. Moreover, the sticky mucus in your nose and mouth contains enzymes capable of destroying bacteria, as do the saliva and tears produced by your mouth and eyes. In the event that the body's external defenses fail to repel a foreign object, the inside of the body has other ways of protecting against invaders. White blood cells are the key players in our internal defense. These cells come in several different types, which work together to detect and combat germs. Some digest invasive germs, and others aid in recollection and recognition of germs the body has previously encountered. Additionally, certain types of white blood cells possess special tools known as antibodies to respond to invaders. Different antibodies correspond to different germs. When they find a matching germ, they attach to it like a key fitting into a keyhole. The antibody then locks up the germ to prevent it from doing damage inside the body. Although most of the immune system's actions are carried out without our knowing, it is sometimes possible to tell that our defenses are functioning properly and working to keep us healthy. Perhaps you have experienced swelling of your neck's lymph glands when you had a sore throat. Or maybe you cut your finger and watched it heal within a matter of days. If so, you have witnessed your immune system reacting to and battling infection.